We're going to continue the third Mishnah, where he talks about the Mishnah that says, it's a famous Mishnah, and I'll be honest with you. I've learned this Pirush many times, not many, but a few times, and I never really chapped, understood the Amkus, like really what he was driving at. Until now, I've prepared for the Shir, I see what he's doing. And, you know, every time we read this Mishnah, I think we just say, Pasha Pshat. And we said yesterday that Pasha Pshat is do things lishma and don't think, do things in order to get reward. But we said that that's very hard to understand because then let it just say that. Why you give the whole mushel with the whole story with an Evid and a Rav and a Pras and why are you saying two sides of the coin? And we also had a diak, why does it say Al tiu ka'avodim ha-mishamshim min es-harav. It should say Al tiu ka'avodim ha-oivdim b'shvil ha-aldoin. That would be the normal way to say it. So why are we switching? So why are we switching? So, okay. So yesterday we said two pshatim. We said that either it's referring to the fact that your Adon is also the Rav of the whole world. And therefore, when you serve him, don't just serve him, oh, I have something to get out of it. Rather, serve him as the kavod of the Rav. So that's why it switches. Al tiu kavodim ha-misham shem es ha-Rav. Don't be like an Eved that's serving the Rav to get a pras. Rather, be like an Eved which is serving the Rav not to get a pras. Okay. So, the second pshat we said was that that really you shouldn't be doing it to get a pras. Don't be like a type of Eved that serves his master to get a word. In other words, a type of Eved that thinks that he's helping the master. You know, rather do it like the type of Eved who is doing it shalom manas lakaba pras. He's not doing it to get reward because he's like an apprentice. It's the opposite. He's gaining out of this whole thing, and therefore it's like he's the one gaining from the service to the Adon. And since he's the one gaining from the service to the Adon, so then he shouldn't be doing it manas lakaba pras. So it's not just about getting reward. It's about your whole attitude in avodas Hashem. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Okay, now he has two more pshatim. One pshat is, let's just get it clear here. That he says that, you know, also, another type of a concept is that in Eved, there's a type of Eved that doesn't expect reward. And that's the type like this. There's somebody that, you know, he was looking for a job and he was, he happened to be, he's a very talented guy. He could be hired by anybody. And instead of being hired by AT&T or by whatever, Apple, you know, he was Google, he was hired by the White House to, you know, create their software. Okay, so fine. So he expects their paycheck and that's it. But what happens? You have a guy that really he has no skills whatsoever. But the king took him in order to benefit him. And while he's there, he trains him in or whatever. He gave him the opportunity to say, you know what? I see potential in you. Come and serve me. You know, I'll let you come in. So he doesn't expect reward. It's the opposite. It was a chesed that you allowed me to get the job. I have no qualifications, really. Why is this different than the second shot? So the second shot was saying more that I'm the one gaining from it. The third one is the etzem schus to serve the master itself should be enough. It's a schus to serve the master. Not just because you're gaining from it, but the schus to serve the master itself should be enough. Okay, but now the fourth pshat he says is an incredible pshat. I got clarity in this pshat because I told you yesterday there's a sefer called the Beis David. The Beis David was written by Lanachla's David, which is a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and he says this same pshat, and he says it a little bit more clearly. And then I saw it here. It's like, oh, put it together. He says Gevaldik. He says like this. He says, if you look through the Gemara in Erevin and other places, the word pras – is when you are supporting somebody. So, for example, the Gemara in Erevin talks about that sometimes it could be a family that the children get a pras from the parent. What does pras mean? It means the father sends him, you know, a package of food every day. And this is your, I'm supporting you. So he says like this. He says that, it's unbelievable. He says, when you're sitting in a house, you're invited to come and join the king every day at his royal meal. Okay? So there's two things which are good about that. Okay? There's two things that are good about getting the opportunity to come to the king's meal table every day for dinner. One is you get good food. It's geschmack food, you know? And the other one is that you're actually enjoying sitting with the king. And it's just like the pleasure. Wow, like this is such an opportunity. I could talk to him whatever I want. I could do whatever I want. I could discuss things with him. I could ask him, right? Now, if there's a guy who's a very, very physical person, very, you know, grub person, so he's like, you know what? King, listen, I really appreciate your offer for coming and spending time with you at your meal and all that. But Lamaisa, it's a lot of pressure for him because I have to act a certain way if I'm in the king's palace. And not only that, I don't want to like stuff my face. I'm just not used to this whole thing. So he says, you know what? I really appreciate your offer every day. Can I just pack it up to go and eat it at home? Right? So if he's doing that, so obviously he's a fool, right? He's taking the ikker. He's taking the main thing and making it the tafel, and taking the tafel, making it the ikker, right? So Chaim Voloshin says that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Don't be like an eved that's mishamish the rav to take the reward as a pras. Oh, that's my support. Take it with me to go. Okay? And like, oh, he's supporting me. I'll take it to me to go. So he says that's a person who makes that the main thing that he's trying to get out of Hashem is reward in Olam Hazeh. The reward in Olam Hazeh, the reward in Olam Hazeh is that's just the pras. The main thing, you're serving Hashem so you can get reward in Olam Hazeh. So you get a couple extra sandwiches and a couple extra steaks. That's what you're trying to get. And then when it comes to Olam Haban, you have the opportunity to sit with the king and enjoy it. You don't care about that. You're missing the whole point. So he says, don't be like an Eved who's mishamish the Rav. The Rav also indicates that it's, again, he's not just an Adon. He's not just your boss. He's the Rav. You can enjoy the pleasure of sitting with him and being in his company. And he's an incredibly chashuv person. So don't be like an Eved that's mishamish the Rav in order that you get a steak and take it home with you to eat for supper. Pras, like he supports you. No, be like an Eved that's mishamish the Rav and you don't care about the pras. The main thing is to be with the Rav. That's what he says, Pshat. Givaldik Pshat. Okay? But then, that's pshat in the Mishnah, that a person should not make the primary point of their avodas Hashem the reward in this world, because the reward in this world is just a pre. It's just the extras. That's not the main thing that you get out of the mitzvahs. So your whole attitude in mitzvahs should be for the schar that you're going to get in the next world, for the enjoyment that you have of being with the other one in the next world, not just to get the peris in this world. That's, he says, the second shot. Okay, he just wants a pras to go. Okay? You're an Eved, I'm a Shamish, a Sarav. It's a very chashuv level. And what are you doing? I'm an Asakabal Pras, just to take the Suda of the Melech Labesai. Kirtzeskar Boilam Azeh. That's inappropriate. Okay? And then he says, and you should know that if you do it Lishma, eventually you'll get Tzchar in this world too. But that's not your main Kavana. Okay? Now, then he goes on to say a fifth Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, so now we're up to the fifth pshat. And he says like this. This is a very interesting one. He says that Rashi says, it means also similar, don't be like the person who's trying to get schar from Hashem in this world. And he says the following. He says, Atamhu, ki b'shoresh kol ha-mitzvahs, ma'irim rav toiv v'shefa otzum b'chol ha-ilamos, u'mayrid mazoin v'revach. When a person does mitzvahs, he is bringing down the hashpah, he's bringing down the, how do you translate it, the flow of Hashem's brachos into this world. And every mitzvah that you do is like creating a pipe, that through that pipe, Hashem could bring bracha into the world. Okay? Hashem really wants to give to everybody. And he uses the mitzvahs that are created by the few people that are doing mitzvahs, and he uses those mitzvahs as pipes to give the whole world. And sometimes, that pipe, which is created by the tzaddik, Hashem will say, you know what, but for you, the tzaddik, I'm not actually going to use it for you. I'm going to use the pipe, and I'm going to give other people reward that they don't deserve, but I'm going to give it to them in your schus. And he says, that's the pshat in the famous Gemara. That was that. It says, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was a tzaddik, that the Gemara says, Kol ha'olam kuloi nizoin b'shul Chanina b'ni. You heard the words I said? Kol ha'olam kuloi, the entire world, nizoin, gets food b'shvil because of Chanina b'ni. Because of Chanina ben Doisa. But Chanina b'ni dailoi b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbos. But Chanina himself, he didn't need anything. He had a pound of dates that he used the whole week. That was his whole food. So in other words, he didn't use his own pipe. Hashem took his pipe and used the pipe that he created to feed the whole world through the pipe of Chanina ben Doisa. The Shla HaKadosh, the Ruach Haim brings down Gevaldik Diak. That's why I wanted you to hear the words. It says, Kol ha'olam kulay nizoin bishvil Chanina b'ni. So Pashup Shadim means the whole world is nizoin bishvil, usually means the word because of Chanina b'ni. So he says a play on words. He says, Kol ha'olam kulay nizoin bishvil, in the shvil. A shvil is a path. It's a pipe. The whole world is nizoin in the shvil, in the path of Chanina b'ni. But Chanina b'ni doesn't use his own path at all. Someone else used it. So he says that's what the Gemara means. Kol ha'olam kulo uses the shvil, uses the path that Chanina b'ni created, but he didn't himself use it. So he says that's why lachain. There's a Gemara in Chagiga. Magia letzadik chelik harasha b'gan Eden. Whatever mitzvahs the rasha gets in Gan Eden go to the tzaddik. Why? Because since the tzaddik supported him, so they traded. The tzaddik says, look, I created a pathway, and you got your reward in Olam Hazeh, but it came from me. So therefore, I bought the right to your schar in Olam Haba. So the schar that the Rasha has in Olam Haba, he trades for the tzaddik for the Olam Hazeh. Okay, now, so he says that when Lachain Omru, Al Tiu Kavodam Mashamshin as a Rav Amanasa Kaba Pras means Shatutsu Aschar. Don't do the mitzvahs in order that you should receive your own schar. You should do the mitzvahs for Gmilas Chasodim to other people, but not for yourself. So he says that's why it's a connection to the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before said that the world stands on three things: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. If you're doing Torah and Avodah all day, then how do you do Gemilas Chasadim? Where's your Chesed? So he said the Chesed is by doing Torah and Avodah, you're creating the pipes. And by you creating the pipes and you saying to Hashem, you know what? Now I created, but don't I don't need them for myself. Please use my pipes to give everybody else food. So he says you now became the biggest Baal Chesed in the planet. Because now Hashem can give direct food to everybody in your schus. So you should be doing it shalom and aslakabal pras. Don't use it for your own pras, for yourself. Rather, use it to give other people their pras. And therefore, you're going to maintain your gemilas chasadim. So you're going to do Torah, Voda, and gemilas chasadim. Okay? And he says, Gevaldika Gemara, that there was a Gemara that said that at one time, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa took a golden chair. And they said, oh, you're taking a golden chair. So in the next world, your table is going to have only two legs. You lost one of your legs off your table. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, what do you mean you lost a leg off your table? He says, because till now, you had the schos of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, all three pillars. Because you weren't benefiting in this world from your own mitzvahs. So your mitzvahs were just to create a path for other people to benefit. But now you're benefiting from your own path, so you're not doing Gemilas Chasadim anymore. So in the next world, your table is going to only have two of the three, Torah and Avodah, and not Gemilas Chasadim. That's what the Gemara means when it says that he lost his chair. Okay? Okay, so somebody that this is their attitude, it will come out that they are constantly doing chesed with people. You know, everything that people are eating in the world is going straight to other people. Fine, so he says we should be doing our avodah shaloy amanas lekabel pras, that we're not doing it for our olam hazeh, we're doing it for helping other people's olam hazeh, so that we can be fulfilling gemilas chasadim. That's the fifth pshat in the Mishnah according to Rav Chaim Volozhin. Okay, very good.